So today we'll be in sermon about Easter.
امروز در سمتمون در مورد عید قیام، عید پاک.
But the title might surprise you.
اما شاید موضوع موعظه‌ام تعجبتون کنه.
The title is two criminals.
موعظه‌ام دو تا مجرمه.
Yeah.
دو مجرم.
Yeah. The sermon is in light of what Jesus has done for us 2,000 years ago.
موعظه من در مورد کاری است که عیسی مسیح 2000 سال پیش 2000 سال پیش برامون انجام داده.
I want to look specifically at two characters that we see.
اما میخوام به دو تا مجرم نگاه کنم.
In the Bible.
تو کتاب مقدس.
Yeah. During the time that Jesus is crucified.
در اون دو مجرمی که در کنار در زمان عیسی مسیح به صلیب کشیده شدند.
These are two criminals.
دو تاشون مجرم بودن.
One is named by names.
یکیشون رو نامشون رو میشناسیم.
His name is Barabbas.
اسمش هست بارنباس.
The other one is just called a malefactor or a thief.
یا یکی دیگر گفته شده دزد.
So let's start looking at criminal number one.
بیایم به اون مجرم اولی که بارنباس هست نگاه کنیم.
Barabbas.
بارنباس.
Now this character comes up during the trial of Jesus.
زمانی که عیسی مسیح رو به دادگاه میبرند این مجرم میاد جلو.
Pilate, the ruler, has to make judgments.
Pilatus, رهبر رومی اون زمان
Chief
باید قضاوت کنه.
Have brought Jesus to him.
اون پادشاه بزرگی که عیسی مسیح رو به حضورش آوردن باید تصمیم بگیره.
Pilate is the final authority. He needs to make decisions.
پیلاتوس آخرین تصمیم داره و او باید تصمیم
And
بگیره.
Pilate comes to the conclusion that Jesus is innocent.
پیلاتوس به نتیجه میرسه که عیسی مسیح بی‌گناهه.
Yeah, read John 18:38.
یوحنا 18:38.
Pilate said unto him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all.
پیلاتوس به او گفت راستی چیست؟ و چون این را به گفت باز به نزد یهودیان بیرون شده بوشند من در این شخص هیچ عیبی نیافتم.
I find in him no fault at all. Please.
در او هیچ ایرادی من در این شخص هیچ عیبی نیافتم.
A statement which was more true than he probably realized.
هیچ عیبی نیافتم. جمله‌ای که حقیقت شاید عمیق‌تر از اونی باشه که درکش کرده.
Stood the Lamb of God without blemish.
در مقابلش برای خداوند بی عیب و بی ایراد جلوش ایستاده بود.
Yeah. Of what the Bible says he was tempted in all points.
کتاب مقدس میگه برای
که
در هر لحظه تمدید وسوسه شد. همون جوری که ما وسوسه شدیم. اما او هیچ گناهی
Now,
نکرد.
Of course, if Pilate would be a righteous leader, he should let Jesus go.
اگر پیلاتوس رهبر صادق و عادل بود، باید عیسی را آزاد می‌کرد.
I found no fault, faulted him.
خودش گفت عیبی در او پیدا نکردم.
But Pilate is not a righteous leader.
اما پیلاتوس یک رهبر درستی
And
نبود.
And on top of that, he is a weak leader.
اما برعکس ضعیف و ترسو.
Now the character of Barabbas comes in.
الان شخصیت باراباس.
Go to Matthew 27.
متا 27 رو باز کنید.
And keep your fingers on 27 because you're going to come back there.
متا 27 رو باز نگه دارید.
Matthew 27 verse 16.
باز ازش استفاده خواهم کرد. آیه 16.
And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas.
در آن وقت
زندانی مشهور بارابا نام داشت.
Yeah, so Barabbas is a prisoner.
بارابا زندانی مشهوری بود.
He is a criminal.
زندانی بود.
It says he's a notable criminal.
که مشهور بوده.
Yeah, it means he's like infamous. People
یعنی
know him.
همه میدونستن کی بوده.
And in John 18:40,
در یوحنا 18
we figure out some more about him.
اطلاعات بیشتری در مورد باراباس خواهیم
یافت. It also says he's a robber.
که میگه
Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber.
باز همه فریاد درآورده گفتند او را نه بلکه باراباس را
Also go to Luke 23.
لوقا 23.
Yeah, but it also talks about Barabbas and
باز در مورد باراباس صحبت میکنه.
Move for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder was cast into prison. Luke 23:19.
و او شخصی بود که به سبب شورش و قتلی که در شهر واقع شده بود در زندان افکنده شده بود.
Yeah, so Barabbas had led some kind of revolt.
حتی قتل کرده بود، شورش کرده بود.
He had committed murder as well.
قتل انجام داده بود در کنار دوستش.
This is a pretty bad guy.
آدم خیلی بدی بوده.
Now, not as in the law of God.
در شریعت خداوند توجه کنید.
Yeah, the proper punishment for this guy.
شریعت خداوند مجازات واقعی این فرد کی بوده؟ چی بوده؟
Yeah, would be put to death.
مرگ.
Yeah, murderers, rapists, adulterers.
قاتل.
kidnappers.
کسایی که قتل میکنن، کسی که بچه دزدن، به بچه آسیب
میرسونن
و کسایی که آقا مردها با مردهایی که میخوابن، همه اونا رو به سنگسار و قتل محکوم
کردن. God says they should be removed from society.
همه‌شو باید از جامعه دور کنید.
Under his law.
زیر شریعت خداوند این گناه‌ها باید پاک شه.
Pilate is not executing God's law.
اما پیلاتوس زیر شریعت خداوند قانون رو نداشته.
This is a Roman rule.
زیر دولت رومیان سلطنت
می‌کرد. But now he has come up with an idea.
اما حالا با این پیشنهاد اومده.
To let the people decide.
بذار مردم تصمیم بگیرن.
Yeah, he's trying democracy on this one.
در حقیقت دموکراسی.
Go back to Matthew 27 and see what he's suggesting.
ببینیم چی پیلاتوس پیشنهاد.
Matthew 27 reads 17 and 18.
آیه 17 و 18.
Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, "Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ?" For he knew for that that for envy they had delivered him.
پس چون مردم جمع شدند، پیلاتوس ایشان را گفت: کی را می‌خواهید برای شما آزاد کنم، بارابا یا عیسی مشهور به مسیح را؟ زیرا که دانست او را از روی حسد تسلیم کرده بودند.
Yeah, there was this custom that they would release one prisoner at the Passover.
در روز پسح عادت بود که یک زندانی را آزاد کنند.
Yeah, so Pilate gives the option.
پیلاتوس
for the people to choose.
انتخاب رو میده که انتخاب کنی.
Now he knows that Jesus is not guilty.
میدونسته که عیسی محکوم نیست.
Here it reveals that he even knows why the Jews had delivered Jesus over to him.
میدونسته که چرا یهودی ها عیسی رو به عنوان حسودی داده بودن بهش، حسادت کرده بودن.
And now he's putting Jesus up against this bad criminal, this Barabbas.
حالا عیسی رو گذاشتن در مقابل این مجرم خیلی بزرگ که همه میشناسنش.
Expecting they would choose Jesus to be released.
توقع داره که اجازه بدن عیسی آزاد شه، چون در مقابل آدم بده.
Read on in verse 19 in Matthew
27.
When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him.
چون در مسند نشسته بود، زنش نزد او فرستاده گفت: با این مرد عادل تو به کاری نباشد، زیرا که امروز در خواب درباره او رنج بسیار بردم.
Yeah, he knows this. Jesus is not guilty.
میدونه که عیسی مجرم نیست. کار خلافی
نکرده. He knows it's out of envy.
میدونه که از حسادت مردم آوردنش. حتی خانومش هم یه پیام بهش داده.
Stay away from this. Don't get involved in this.
خودتو درگیر این موضوع نکن.
Yeah, he knows Jesus should be free.
میدونسته که از ته قلبش که عیسی باید آزاد شه.
But it continues. 20. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. Verse 20. Can somebody read verse 20?
آیا 20 تا کی بخونه؟
و آنها را به جهت مزرعه کوزه‌گر دادن، چنانکه خداوند داند. اما رؤسای کاهنان و مشایخ قوم را بر این ترتیب نمودند که برابا را بخواهند و عیسی را هلاک کنند.
Yeah, so here he tries democracy.
بازم دموکراسی رو اینجا برقرار.
What is democracy?
Democracy
is two wolves and one sheep deciding what for dinner.
در حقیقت دو تا گرگ و یه گوسفند تصمیم میگیرن شام و غذا چیه.
Yeah, or in this case a couple of wicked chief priests.
چند تا در حقیقت آدم پلید دیگه.
Influencing the public opinion.
تاثیر میذارن رو مردم، جمعیت مردم.
Yeah, to get their will through.
که خواست خودشون برای خودشون انجام بدن.
And they're effective.
Read
the next two verses. The governor answered and said unto them, "Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said unto them, "What shall I then do with Jesus, which is called Christ?" They all said unto him, "Let him be crucified."
پس والی به دیشان پاسخ داده گفت: کدام یک از این دو نفر را می‌خواهی؟ به جهت شما رها کنم؟ گفتند: بارابا را. پیلاتوس به دیشان گفت: پس با عیسی مشهور مسیح چه کنم؟ همه گفتند: مصلوب شود.
Yeah, so Barabbas, the criminal.
اون باراباس،
the murderer.
مجرم، دزد، قاتل.
The one who deserved to be put to death.
اون که حقش بود بمیره.
Is chosen to go free.
انتخاب شد که آزاد شه.
And the people, instead the man that Jesus was not
guilty, was innocent. عیسی که محکوم نبود و بی‌عیب و ایراد بود.
Be put to death by crucifixion.
با صلیب به مرگ به صلیب بکشنش.
Read the next two verses, 23-24.
And the governor said,
"Why? What evil had he done?" But they cried out the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." Then Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made. He took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am in, innocent of the blood of this just person, see ye to it.
قاضی گفت چرا؟ چه بدی کرده است؟ ایشان بیشتر فریاد زده گفتند مصلوب شود، چون پیلاتوس دید که شور ثمری ندارد بلکه آشوب زیاد می‌گردد، آب طلبیده پیش مردم دست خود را شسته گفت من بری هستم از خون این شخص عادل، خودتان با آن ببینید.
Yeah, so we see that Pilate is trying to prevent the sentence Jesus to be crucified.
می‌بینیم که پیلاتوس سعی می‌کنه، تلاش می‌کنه، یه کاری کنه که عیسی مسیح به صلیب کشیده
نشه. He's afraid of the people.
ولی آدم ترسویی بوده. می‌ترسه از مردمی که جلوش بودن.
Yeah, he even points out here. This isn't just man.
He's عادله.
He's not guilty.
این گناهی نکرده، این شخص عادله.
And then he has this showcase that he washes his hands and says, I'm not guilty of this innocent blood.
گناهی نکردم از خون این مرد.
Of course him washing his hands doesn't make him innocent.
و با دستش و آبش شستن و بی‌محکوم نمیشه.
Yes, the leader should have done just what is right.
مسئولیتی رو داشته که باید درستش رو انجام میداده. با دست شستن حل نمیشه. باید همونجا درست تصمیم
میگرفت. Not giving in to the manipulators.
نباید اجازه میداد که wrongful wishes of the people. با ترس بذارن اون تصمیم بگیره چیزی که خودش نمیخواسته.
Let's see 25
و 26.
Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Yeah, so this is the verse 25 are some chilling words. Yeah, let his blood, the blood of Jesus, be on us, our children. That's what they shouted. Yeah, they killed the son of God.
پسر خدا رو کشتن.
Yeah, who was innocent.
که بی گناه و بی
عیب. Put the blame on us and our children.
و خونش رو بذار روی سر
بچه‌مون. And they released Barabbas.
Barabbas
را آزاد
کردن. And delivered to be crucified. عیسی مسیح رو شکنجه کردن و سپردن برای به صلیب کشیدنش.
What's the picture in this story?
تصویر این داستان چیست؟
And the answer is the gospel. Yeah, that day one person was freed.
همون روز یک نفر آزاد شد.
Here's what happened.
چجوری آزاد شد؟
The guilty was set free.
اون مجرم آزاد شد.
The innocent is punished.
اونی که جرمی نداشت.
The innocent has taken the place of the guilty.
اونی که بیگناه و عادل بود.
The guilty has taken the place of the innocent.
جای اون گناهکار رو گرفت.
Put it on us.
Projected on us.
Yeah.
You and I are
like a criminal before God. You and I have sinned against God.
همونیم که گناه کردیم.
Today you can walk free.
امروز شما میتونید آزاد باشید.
Jesus took your place. Jesus took your punishment.
جای شما مجازات شما رو برداشت.
The story of Barabbas.
داستان باراباس.
Was a physical release from and death sentence.
آزادی جسمانی از قتل
He walked free from an earthly prison, an earthly punishment.
از آزاد شد از مجازات زمینیش.
But there's no indication that he ever got saved.
اما نمیدونیم که آیا از مجازات آسمانی و نجاتی هم
پیدا کرد. We don't know if he ever understood the significance of what just happened.
آیا واقعا درک کرد اون لحظه چه اتفاقی براش افتاد؟
That Jesus was about to die for the sins of the world.
که عیسی مسیح قرار بود برای گناهان همه دنیا بر روی صلیب بره.
Including his.
مخصوصاً حتی
including giving him an escape
حتی راه فراری بذاره
from
برای باراباس
eternal punishment
برای مجازات ابدیش که جهنم هست.
Yeah. Now we get to the second criminal.
برمیگردم به دومین مجرم، دومین گناهکار.
The thief on the cross.
اون دزد بر روی صلیب.
Another character that shows up.
یه شخصیت دیگه در روی صلیب کشیده شدن عیسی مسیح.
Another criminal.
مجرم پیدا میشه. یک مجرم دیگه در کنار مسیح.
Two thieves.
در حقیقت دو تا دزد.
But there is one in particular.
اما یکیشون رو میخوان در موردشون باهاتون.
Let's start reading in Matthew 27.
متی 27.
And read verse 38.
آیه 38.
Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left.
آنگاه دو دزد یکی بر دست راست و دیگری بر چپش با وی مصلوب شدند.
Now keep your finger there but go to Luke 22.
همونجا نگارش داری برگردیم لوقا 22.
Read verse 37.
آیه 37.
For I say unto you that this is what that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me, and he was reckoned among the transgressors for the things concerning me have an end.
زیرا به شما میگویم که این نوشته در من میباید به انجام رسید. و او با گناهکاران محسوب شد زیرا هر چه درباره من است پایانی دارد
Yeah, so Jesus is hanging between two thieves.
And
this was already prophesied that Jesus would be lumped in with the transgressors,
with the thieves.
Now, was this, by the way, was this incorrect judgment? Because now we have two thieves who are on death row. They are put on the cross.
دو تا دزدی که بر روی صلیب گذاشته بودند که بمیرند. دو تا دز کشته شدند. آیا شریعت از لحاظ شریعت مجازات درستی براشون بوده؟
Answer no. This was not incorrect judgment.
قضاوت درست برای
دزدی. This was Roman law, not God's law.
شریعت رومی بوده. قانون رومیان بوده. نه قانون خداوند.
And thief would have to pay back what he had stolen 2, 4, or 5 fold.
در شریعت خداوند دزد باید اونی که دزدیده بود دو برابر یا چهار برابر برمیگردونه نه اینکه بمیره.
Yeah, and if they were not able to pay, they had to work off their debt.
و باید در حقیقت کار میکردن، عرق میریختن برای
کارش،
برای دزدیشون. نه اینکه برن به صلیب و بمیرن.
Yeah, but here we have these thieves.
اما این دو تا دزد
being crucified because they had stolen things.
به روی صلیب رفتن به خاطر دزدیشون.
Read further in Matthew 27 and read till 44.
Till 44.
44. And they passed. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him, now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth.
آنگاه دو دزد یکی بر دست راست و دیگری بر چپش با وی مصلوب شدند و راهگذاران سرهای خود را جنبانیده کفر گویان میگفتند ای کسی که معبد را خراب میکنی و در 3 روز آن را میسازی خود را نجات ده اگر پسر خدا هستی از صلیب بیا. همچنین نیز رؤسای کاهنان و کاتبان و مشایخ استهزا کنان میگفتند دیگران را نجات داد اما نمیتواند خود را برهاند اگر پادشاه اسرائیلی اکنون از صلیب فرود آید تا بدو ایمان آوریم بر خدا توکل نمود اکنون را نجات دهد اگر بدو تمایل دارد زیرا گفت پسر خدا هستم و همچنین آن دو دزد نیز که با وی مصلوب بودند او را دشنام
Yeah, so people are mocking Jesus while he's hanging on the cross. Yeah, the priests, the scribes, they're mocking Jesus.
But then
we also see that these two thieves are also mocking Jesus.
Yeah?
Read the same thing in Mark 15. Mark 15, and read 28-32. And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, Ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests mocking said among themselves with the scribes, He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him.
پس تمام گشت آن نوشته ای که میگویند از خطاکاران محجوب گشت و راهگذاران او را دشنام داده و سر خود را جنبانه میگفتند همان همه کسی که معبد را خراب میکنید در 3 روز آن را بنا میکنید خود را نجات ده و از صلیب فرود آید همچنین رؤسای کاهنان و کاتبان و استهزاکنان با یکدیگر میگفتند دیگران را نجات داد و نمیتواند خود را نجات دهد بگذار مسیح پادشاه اسرائیل الان از صلیب نزول کند تا ببینیم و ایمان آوریم و آنانی که با وی مصلوب شدند را دشنام میدادند
Yeah, again we see these thieves that are about to die. They have joined in the mocking of Jesus.
Now,
if we read the story from Matthew and Mark, we don't see any difference between these thieves.
Yeah,
there's both criminals sentenced to death. Spending the last moments on earth. Mocking the Son of God. But there's more to this story. Go to Luke 23.
And
we're going to stay in Luke 23 for a while. Because there we get some extra information
about
these two thieves, specifically on one of them that has a change of heart. And as we'll see, he is a perfect example of salvation.
Start reading
with 32 and 33. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they were crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Yeah, so here they're just called criminals, but we know they're thieves from Matthew and Mark. Read the next, verse 34. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots.
عیسی گفت ای پدر اینها را بیامرز زیرا که نمیدانند چه میکنند. پس جامعه او را تقسیم کردند.
Yeah, so Jesus makes a statement for everybody to hear, including the thieves on the cross, praying to God the Father, asking for forgiveness to those who are crucifying him. Yeah, read on, 35 and 37. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself. If he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself.
و گروهی به تماشا ایستاده بودند و بزرگان نیز تمسخر کنان با ایشان میگفتند دیگران را نجات داد پس اگر او مسیح و برگزیده خدا میباشد خود را برهاند و سپاهیان نیز او را استهزا کنان میکرد و آمده او را سرکه میدادند و میگفتند اگر تو پادشاه یهود هستی خود را نجات ده و بر سر او تقصیر نامه ای نوشتند به خط یونانی و رومی و عبرانی
Yeah, here we see that also the soldiers even are mocking Jesus. Yeah, many people are mocking him. Read verse 38. And the superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews. Yeah, so he had a sign above his head. In different languages saying, this is the king of the Jews. And now we get this conversation that happens between one of the thieves and Jesus. And this is a different story than we just read. The same story, but a different insight. Read verse 39. And one of the malefactors, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us.
و یکی از آن دو جنایتکار مصلوب بر وی کفر گفت که اگر تو مسیح هستی خود و ما را برهان.
So here only one of them is railing against Jesus.
یکیشون کفر میگه اینجا.
Yeah, making false accusations against him.
در حقیقت توهین میکنه به عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, because he's basically declaring that Jesus is a liar.
میگه عیسی تو دروغگویی.
That he is not who he says he is.
تو نمیگی تو گفتی مسیحی پس نیستی.
Now initially we saw both were mocking.
میبینیم اول شروع کردن دو تایی مسخره.
Yeah, they were joining the crowds.
دو تایی با جمع مسخرهش میکردن.
But something inside of one of the thieves has started to change.
اتفاقی در قلب یکی از دوست‌ها توی اون فاصله افتاد.
Maybe it was something that Jesus already said on the cross.
حرفی بود که عیسی مسیح روی صلیب زد.
Jesus, the living word.
اون کلامی که عیسی گفت و آزادش کرد.
Like in his situation, asking God to forgive those for crucifying him.
شنید که عیسی مسیح با صدای بلند میخونه که خداوندا اونهایی که مرا به صلیب می‌کشند.
Yeah, asking forgiveness for the people who are scourging him and mocking him and crucifying
کسایی که مسخرهش می‌کردند، بسای کسایی که شکنجهش می‌دادند و کسایی که در حقیقت بهش آسیب داشتن می‌رسوند.
Now the thief is going to speak. Verse 40 and 41. The other one. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds." But this man had done nothing amiss.
اما آن دیگری جواب داده او را نهیب کرد و گفت مگر تو از خدا نمی‌ترسی چون که تو نیز زیر همین حکمی و اما ما به عدالت چون که جزای اعمال خود را یافته‌ایم اما این شخص هیچ کار بیجا نکرده است.
Yeah, so one of the thieves just started to realize that he is in trouble.
و یکی از دوست ها فهمید که در مشکل داره.
He's about to die.
در حال مرگ آخرین لحظه زندگی.
And he knows he deserves from a human point of view.
که از نگاه انسانی حقش مجازاتی رو که داره میبینه.
And he understands that he needs to face God.
که باید روبروی خدا وایسته و جواب پس بده.
The same God Jesus just prayed to, asking for the forgiveness of others.
عیسی مسیح چند دقیقه قبل دعا کرد که اون دیگران رو ببخشه.
Yeah, there's now a fear for God.
حالا یه ترس از خدا تو
قلب این دو. The Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
کلام خداوند میگه ترس خداوند آغاز حکمت.
The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge.
ترس خداوند آغاز دانشه.
Yeah, what's the first thing that we share when we share the gospel?
اولین چیزی که با انجیل عیسی مسیح رو در میون میذاریم با دیگران.
We explain the problem of sin and its consequences.
اول مشکل گناهو بهشون میگیم و مجازات گناه رو.
Yeah, all have sins.
همه گناه کردیم. از ملکوت خداوند کوتاه هستیم.
Yeah, this one thief.
این یه دونه دوست.
Is just realizing.
همون لحظه درک
کرد. That he has sinned and come short of the glory of God.
و از جلال خداوند کوتاه.
He is acknowledging that he is a sinner.
درک کرده که گناهکاره.
And he's understanding that very soon.
که همون لحظه و خیلی زود.
He's going to face God.
باید جلوی خدا بیسته.
And he knows he's in trouble.
و میدونه که درد سر.
He knows he's going to receive. The negative rewards of his deeds.
اعمالش رو خواهد دید. مرگ مجازات.
Yeah, the wages of sin is
death. مجازات گناه مرگه.
Yeah, not something else.
اما یه چیز دیگه رو توجه کنید.
What does Steve says about Jesus?
یه دزده یه چیز جالب دیگه هم در اینجا.
But this man had done nothing amiss.
اما این شخص هیچ کار بیجا نکرده.
Now, what is he saying with this? Now, what was the accusation against Jesus? Let's read that. Matthew 27:37. What was it that they put him on the cross for? Matthew 27:37. And set up over his head his accusation, written, "This is Jesus, the king of the Jews."
تقصیرنامه او را نوشته بالای سرش آویختند که این از عیسی پادشاه یهود.
What was the accusation?
تهمتشون چی؟
Not anything he did wrong.
نه اشتباهی که کرده بود.
The accusation was that he claimed to be himself. Who he was.
در حقیقت تقصیرنامه
کسی Jesus
بود که بود.
He is the king.
چون عیسی مسیح
not only of the Jews, he's the king of kings.
نه پادشاه یهود فقط بلکه پادشاه پادشاهان.
Jesus is the I am.
عیسی مسیح من هستم.
Jesus is the son of God.
عیسی مسیح پسر خداست.
Jesus is God.
عیسی مسیح خود خداست.
What was the Steve saying when he said this man had done nothing amiss.
هیچ عیبی نداشته. هیچ کار بدی نکرده.
He was acknowledging.
درک میکرده که
that what was written on that plate
که اون چیزی که روی صلیب نوشته شده بود
was true.
حقیقت.
Acknowledging Jesus for
us. درک کردن اینکه عیسی مسیح واقعا همونیه.
Then he makes this profound statement.
و یک جمله خیلی بزرگ و عجیبه.
Which shows us that his eyes are open.
اونجا بهمون نشون میده که اون دزده چشماش باز شده. درک کرده که
Verse 42, Luke 23, verse 42. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.
پس به عیسی گفت ای خداوند مرا به یاد آور هنگامی که به ملکوت خدایی.
He addresses Jesus
with Lord. میگه ای خداوند.
Yeah, Jesus, you are the boss. You are the main guy.
He
is calling upon the Lord.
تو همونی که هستی.
And he says to Jesus, who is about to die on the cross. عیسی
مسیح که داره روی صلیب میره.
Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.
مرا به یاد آور هنگامی که به ملکوت خود میای.
What does this thief understand?
در حقیقت چی رو اون دزدید در اون لحظه؟
He understands that Jesus, yeah, will physically die.
عیسی مسیح که داره جسمانی میره. در حقیقت آخر زندگیش نیست.
He is going to live.
عیسی مسیح
زنده خواهد بود. His kingdom.
عیسی مسیح سلطنت و ملکوت خودش رو خواهد داشت.
He seems to have an understanding that even surpasses the understanding of some of his disciples at this point.
خیلی از شاگردانش در اون لحظه درک نکرده بودن.
Yeah, so he acknowledges he's a sinner.
اون لحظه درک کرد که گناهکاره.
He knows he's going to face God.
میدونست که مجازات خداوند رو خواهد دید.
He has a fear for God. He knows he's guilty.
خدا رو داشت. مجازاتش رو درک کرده بود.
And he turns to the Lord, Jesus Christ, the Lord.
برمیگرده به سمت خداوند، عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, Jesus the one who will enter his kingdom.
عیسی مسیح که قرار وارد ملکوتش بشه
as king,
به عنوان پادشاه
as a living king,
به عنوان پادشاه خود زنده
and he gives his request.
و این درخواست رو بشه
Jesus remember me when thou comest into the kingdom.
یاد بیار وقتی وارد ملکوت.
Yeah, when we share the gospel.
وقتی ما انجیل عیسی مسیح رو دیگران در
we help people to pray something. Yeah, a little prayer.
دعایی داریم
where they personally go to God and ask him to save them.
هر کسی به سمت خداوند میره و ازش میخواد که
نجاتش بده. We use 4 or 5 small sentences.
معمولاً 4-5-6 تا جمله بیشتر استفاده
نمی‌کنیم. Stating some truths about salvation.
حقیقت‌ها رو در مورد نجات میگیم.
But I always say these words are not what makes the difference.
اما همیشه میگم این کلمه ها تغییر رو ایجاد نمیکنه.
Yeah, the exact words don't matter so much.
کلمش مهم نیست تو چی به خدا بگی.
That you actually go to the one who can save you.
تو قلب باز به سمت اون کسی بری که میخواد.
It's the one you're praying to.
اون تو هستی که باهاش دعا.
And the prayer of this thief is just remember me.
اینه که مرا به یاد.
Think about me.
به من فکر کن.
I'm throwing myself on your mercy to save me.
من خودم رو به فیض و رحمت تو می سپارم که مرا نجات بدی. من به تو نیازمندم.
Yeah. And the response is in Luke 23:43. And Jesus said to him, Verily I say unto you, today shall thou be with me in paradise.
عیسی به وی گفت هر آینه به تو میگویم امروز با من در فردوس خواهی بود.
Today shall be thou be in paradise.
امروز با من در فردوس.
Yeah, this thief has just received eternal life.
امروز تو با من در فردوس خواهی بود.
By trusting on Jesus.
با اعتماد کردن به عیسی مسیح همون لحظه زندگی جاویدش رو به دست آورد.